Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show here on this Friday night against the Arkansas Travelers. I'm joined by Sandro Santana and Jaime Del Valle, our friend translating here for us. And Sandro, another great outing last night for you. What do you think has allowed you to have so much success since you've been here in Amarillo?
Otra salida anoche. ¿A qué tú crees que se debe el éxito y que te esté yendo bien aquí en Amarillo?
Mi esfuerzo y gracias a Dios por todo, en verdad. Todo lo que ha hecho, el training program, los players, todo eso me ha ayudado a mejorar y a seguir metiendo mano en cada salida.
First of all, he wants to thank God for, you know, putting him in this position. And he credits his success to, you know, his hard work and the effort that he's put into his pregame routines, plyoballs, all the bands, all the mechanical stuff that he's been working with Gabby. And that's where his success has come from.
How do you get so much velocity out of a relatively small frame? Because you're not the biggest guy on this team, but you're one of the hardest throwers.
¿Cómo consigue, tú sabes, tirar la recta duro con el, tú sabes, con el cuerpo que tiene? No es el cuerpo más grande comparado con los otros muchachos del bullpen, pero ¿a qué tú crees que se debe eso?
A una rutina de playo, el que yo tengo de 25, que trabajé eso con Chuy en el 25, allá en Arizona, en Pin Trainer, y sí, me ha ayudado mucho ese campo de tiro. Y
He credits all of it to most of it to his routine that the Diamondbacks and Atuey Mendoza, Chuy, are pitching coach in the ACL. And in 2025 they were in spring training, and that's where it started with all the movement stuff and all the weighted balls and just a routine that they built up back in 25. He's carried that over the past two seasons.
Last week in San Antonio, somebody asked the question, who on this team is the most ready for the major leagues right now? And so many guys said your name. What does it mean to have that kind of respect from this clubhouse, even though you haven't been here for very long?
Que en la serie, cuando estuvimos en San Antonio, le preguntaron a varios de los muchachos quién estaba listo para jugar grandes ligas ahora mismo, y muchos dijeron que tú. ¿Qué opinas tú de que los muchachos te respeten tanto con tan poco tiempo que tienes aquí?
La disciplina y el buen compañerismo que tengo contra ellos, y siempre apostando a ellos como ellos también apuestan a mí.
Just discipline. You know, he credits that to his discipline. Also, he's got a really good relationship with the guys, so they were generous about that. But hard work and being a good teammate.
How would you describe what being part of this bullpen is like with all the guys out there hanging out?
¿Cómo describe ser parte de este bullpen? ¿Qué tiene este bullpen diferente a otros?
La mayoría sí, todo bien, todo apoyando a cada uno de los muchachos, cada quien apoyan y todo va bien, como amigo, todo.
Just the support between each other. He feels like, you know, one of the things that this bullpen has that it sticks out to him is the way they care about each other and the way they help each other. And there's a lot of camaraderie. And, you know, he sees that and he appreciates it.
Last one for you. What did it mean to be brought into a close, tied game last night? It was the first time since you've been here in Amarillo that you've been in one of those real leverage situations. What did it mean to you to be trusted with that?
¿Qué significa para ti que te hayan traído ayer en el primer juego, que te han traído así con carrera, con pocas carreras de diferencia? ¿Tú sabes qué significa para ti que te hayan dado esa oportunidad?
De la oportunidad y de poder entrar en cualquier situación y como sin A o lo que sea, ¿sabes? Tratar de meter mano y salir lo más posible del inning.
He really, you know, he doesn't care about, you know, what situation he comes up. He just wants to help out the team and compete out there. He understands that it was a high leverage situation last night, but he's ready for all of them, for all the situations that they throw at him.
Guys, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.